Good morning. Welcome to St. Albans Episcopal Church on this fourth Sunday after Pentecost. Welcome to our church, the welcoming church, from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 40, verse 40 through 42. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. And whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." About 6 years ago, St. Albans launched a street ministry called the Welcome Church, a church without walls and a welcoming place to all people, but especially those that have no place to shelter at night. When Naomi and I moved here 7 years ago, we asked St. Albans folks how long they've been feeding people suffering from homelessness. We were told about 50 years, and they started about 50 years ago, and that they were forced to shut down the feeding in the park once, but they started right away after a short time. We haven't been able to have Welcome Church in Wells Park for over 3 months now, but we still put together bag lunches on the first and third Sunday of each month and deliver them to people that are part of the Welcome Church community. Try to stay in touch with them through phones and social media. Some are housed now, but many are still living on the streets. A few of our people have died and some have moved on. The ministry has grown and includes clergy and lay leaders from the ELCA, UMC, Presbyterian, Roman Catholic, and Episcopal churches. The ministry has grown, but the message is still the same. Welcome. We welcome you to join us at Welcome Church. God loves you just the way you are, not who you were or how you are or what you have done in the past or what you may do in the future, but right here, right now, in this present moment. God loves you, and we love you. Let's do church together. My background of working with people on the margins attracted me to the work of St. Albans. Welcoming and working with refugees and newcomers to our world attracted Naomi. She has worked as director of two Church World Services resettlement agencies, and was a director of refugee resettlement for several years for the United Methodist Church in America. I did some research in the vault of the archives of St. Albans and found that St. Albans has been welcoming refugees as far back as World War II, and they were resettling refugees. St. Albans was resettling refugees from Germany. Actually, they were resettling Germans, excuse me, who lived in the Pacific Basin who had to flee from the Japanese. 2 years ago, we moved the Welcome Church and Refugee Ministry under one umbrella, the Welcome Ministry of El Cajon, a separate 501c3 nonprofit. We call the Refugee Ministry Joy Force, named after Joy Knight, who worked with refugees for many years before her passing a few years ago. Welcome Ministry has always been ecumenical, but now even more so. Our board of directors is a mix of Presbyterians, Methodists, Catholics, Lutherans, and Episcopalians. The Welcome Ministry of El Cajon was birthed at St. Albans and will always be a primary outreach of St. Albans. Welcome Ministry proclaims the hope and love of a gracious God to all people, especially the refugee and the homeless. Listen to this. Welcome Ministry proclaims the hope and love of a gracious God to all people, especially the refugee and the homeless. Last week we celebrated St. Albans Day. Alban is our patron saint, and rightly so. Alban is a patron saint for refugees, asylum seekers, martyrs, homeless, and marginalized. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." Welcome to St. Albans. Welcome to a community of believers that are doing our best to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Amen.